Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you look at this broadcast, we want to make sure that we continue to win. Make sure we continue to practice what we're waking up to do. Every day we get an opportunity. Remember this, day by day, situation by situation, we get better. So today, I want to check on your winning. I want to see if you're finishing strong. You know, if you had a bad day, you had a bad week. Say you had a bad week. Just be transparent with it, because that's how you can grow. That's how you mature. When you say, well, my week wasn't, you know, it wasn't that bad, and it was bad. You had bad moments. You had bad times. You had bad slips. Everybody has a bad practice every now and then. But the thing about it is when, as a coach, when we have a bad practice and we go back and we evaluate it, evaluate how you went wrong. Evaluate the things that you did that wasn't godly or wasn't pleasant to God. You know what I'm saying? Not to you, because you can justify and say, well, it wasn't that bad. Because my players used to say, I say, man, how do you feel like you practiced? Oh, I ain't practiced that. It was all good. I ain't practiced that bad. Lies. Can we put the film on? Look at what you're doing in practice. Look how you're loafing. Look how you're not running your route. Look how you're not motivated to do what you need to do. How many times you woke up in the morning and you got into your day and you wasn't motivated to do anything? What happens when you wake up in the morning and you've argued last night, so you're not motivated to say, I'm sorry. You're not motivated to correct the issue. You're not motivated to do the things that you know God will be pleasing with you with. So God gave me this scripture, right? This thing is on time, boy. When I tell you this thing is on point, it's 2 Corinthians 8:10. 2 Corinthians 8:10. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Classic. It says, so now finish doing it, that your enthusiastic readiness to desire it. Oh, so you desired this thing. You desired to do this thing. But it's telling, it says, so now finish doing it. Why you going to get in it and you ain't going to finish doing it? How many times you've got in a situation and God is saying, I need you to do this. And you get into it and you don't finish it. What? Man, please. I get into a drill with my players. Like, hey, if you in this assignment, you got to finish this. Ain't no quitting it. Ain't no walking away from it. Ain't no throwing your hands up. Ain't no saying, oh, I can't do it. It's how do you practice? It's practicing to get better. It says, so now finish doing it. It didn't say, oh, think about doing it. It says, now finish doing it. That your enthusiastic, boy, you was all happy. You was all excited. Your heart was pumping hard. You was like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then all of a sudden, your readiness, huh? In desiring it, may be equally by your completion of it, according to your ability and means. So that means if you ain't practicing to be a finisher, then you will always quit in the middle of it. Come on now. Soon as the conflict and the situation gets hard, you'll quit. Come on, man. Listen. I know I can talk to women, but I'm this here is motivated to everybody. But I'm really talking to men, because men will get into a situation and throw their hands up. But if they was in any kind of sport and they love that sport, they desire to be that in that sport, they will put in the work. But if it got too hard, what did you do? What was your place? Because I can tell you for myself, when I'm an athlete. So whenever I got into a situation where it got too hard, I was like, eh, I ain't going to put more effort into that. But if it was something that I could actually do, oh, I was all in 100. I was showcasing my talent. But when I had to work on another skill, yeah, I ain't want to finish it. I didn't want to finish. So today is the day that we're going to finish strong. every Friday, I want you to go back to this scripture and look back over your day. It says, now finish doing it. Finish doing it. Whatever it may be, if it's for you to go back home and finish doing it, go back home and finish doing it. Because you was all enthusiastic when you saw her, when you wanted her, when you wanted to get married, when you enjoyed her, when y'all was friends, and you doing all of that. You was all happy. You was doing everything you can. Now you don't want to finish it? Now, because it got hard? Because the situation got crazy? Bruh, listen, I know what that looks like. I did that. Man, this thing too hard. Because I ain't have no work ethic. I wasn't a finisher. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a finisher. That's crazy. Because let's think about this. I ran track and I was the starter. I came out the blocks hard. Boom. I handed it off. I was done. I wasn't the fourth leg. I wasn't the person that had to bring it home. So I wasn't thinking about that. So now I'm an old man. I'm an older man. Now I got to work on finishing stuff. I got to be a finisher. What? So this scripture ain't just for you. I'm preaching to myself. I'm motivating myself. Gerald, you got to finish this. These things that you got to finish. You was desiring it. Now I need you to be equally. I need you to be equally excited about this. I need you to be, you was desiring. I was desiring. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better businessman. I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better leader. I want to be a better, I'm enthusiastic about that. But I got to have that same energy when situations come up. I got to have that same energy when I got to finish something. That same energy. You can't lose the same energy, Gerald. You can't lose the same energy. You got to keep that energy. Yeah, when you was all excited when you married her. Oh, when she said, oh, I do. You was happy. You was good. Then all of a sudden, things got hot. You didn't want to finish. You wanted to time out. You wanted to quit. You wanted to walk away. I did all of that. But just like a good parent. Hey, come on, y'all. When your child is trying to quit something and you don't want them to be a quitter, you say, get back out there. Get back in there. You're going to go to practice and you're going to practice hard. God said, go back home and finish this. Go back home and finish this. But you know, you get your stubbornness in there, and it takes a little longer to get back into the game. It takes you a little bit of practice because the coach knows that you got a tendency of quitting. So he got to watch you a little bit. He watch you to see what your work ethic is looking like. He see how you practice it. He see how your mind has changed. And then all of a sudden, he puts you back into the game. And then when you're in the game, oh, my God, that kid better. It's that place, y'all. Stop walking around here. Like I told you, I'm talking to myself. Gerald, stop walking around here and not finishing these things. I declare the finisher's anointing today. The finisher's anointing. You're going to finish everything that you desire to do, everything that God has entitled and entrusted you to do. You're going to finish it. You're not going to quit on it. You're going to have that same energy, that same enthusiastic, that same fire, that same fervency to complete exactly what God told you to complete. It's time out. It's time out for quitting. It's time out for walking away. It's time out. It says, 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read it again, 8 and 11, Amplified Classic. It says, so now, I need you to build a now place. Now finish. So now finish. I declare I will finish. I'm walking in my now finishing. I'm finishing now. So now finish doing it. Finish doing it. I will finish doing it. I will finish my assignment. I will finish my relation, my marriage. I will finish it until it's end, until God says it's over. Till he say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm going to finish doing it. That your enthusiastic readiness is in desiring it may be equaled by your completion of it according to your ability. How you get your ability to grow? You practice it. You practice. That's how you get you increase your skill set. You increase your ability. You practice this thing. You practice finishing. You finish strong. Whatever the day is, Your day. You got 24 hours in a day. Finish strong every day. Finish strong. I don't even know what the assignment is. I don't know what your assignment is. It could be happiness. It could be pride. It could be finishing, you know, forgiving on rejection or loving or whatever. Whatever your assignment may be. You got to finish that day. Practice that day. Finish strong. What are you doing to say I finished strong? Are you going back and evaluating your day on your way home? Are you evaluating your work day when you get into your house? Are you, when you get into your bed, are you evaluating how you handled your family? Did you finish strong today? Did you look like God today? I'm talking about, come on now, listen. We talking about being in our right place. These are the things I think about when I think about PPK. These are the things that I think about because I'm talking about as a king. I got to govern this thing. I got to be able to finish strong. I got to be able to have the ability to evaluate what is God has entrusted me with. Even my family, my marriage, my children, my relationship with my children, the ministry, the businesses, all of these things. I sit back and I think about all of these things. My wife is like, babe, you got your eyebrows right here touching. You know why they touch? Because I'm in a place where I'm so focused, I don't even pay attention to that. This is my intense look. This is my focus look. It's like it used to be a place of stress, but what God was meaning for it to be is for me to be focused. I ain't stressed about nothing because I know now I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know I got the ability to finish. Huh? I got strength. I got the ability to finish. I got the ability to win. I got the ability to overcome. I got the ability that's in me because Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. So I got the ability to do all things through Christ who strengthens me inside of me, inside of me, inside of me, inside of me. It's Christ that's inside of me that gives me the ability to finish. It gives me the ability. Ha ha. To finish. So I have the ability, you have the ability, we have the ability to finish strong. So today I want you to think about and evaluate yourself. Don't why somebody else got to evaluate you. Evaluate yourself and be realistic with yourself. Don't give yourself a way out. Don't, when you find yourself making an excuse, then you done already messed up. Don't give yourself no way out. I'm gonna work hard at this. I'm gonna work hard at this today. So I need you to declare, hey, that I'm gonna finish doing it. I'm gonna finish doing it every day, day by day, situation by situation. I'm gonna finish doing it. I'm gonna get better because why? I'm gonna finish doing it. I ain't gonna quit on my assignment. I ain't gonna quit on the things that God has asked me to do. I ain't gonna quit on my marriage. I ain't gonna quit on my job. I ain't gonna quit on my children. I ain't gonna quit on God. I'ma finish this. I'ma finish it. And when I finish, I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, Gerald. Come on home. No. I don't want to get up there and he says, get from before me, I never knew you. I don't want that. I don't want that. The fact of the matter is I can get before him and he can have to say that? No. Not when I done got a second chance. And some of y'all done got a second chance. Some of y'all, God is trying to give you a second chance and you just not trying to, you don't want to turn around. Come on, y'all. Stop in your tracks, arrest them right where they are, Lord, and have them no longer take steps away from you, but turn around and run back to you. Run back to you. All right, today is the day. Today is the day we make a decision that we're going to finish strong. Today is the day we're going to finish doing exactly what God has called for us to do. I don't care what your assignment is. I don't care. Don't tell me it's too hard. Don't tell me I don't understand. Don't tell me none of that. You have all, if you got Christ inside of you, you got the strength that you need. You got everything that you can possibly need to win. Everything. So you telling me that you don't have the ability and that you don't have this and you don't have that? Lies. you haven't tapped into the true ability that you really and truly have. You're trying to do it in your own way, in your own ability, but you're not trying to tap into the spiritual ability that gives you the ability to win, that gives you the ability to overcome, that gives you the ability to leap over walls, that give you the ability to overcome all obstacles. How do I know? I gotta live it. So if this don't give you hope, I pray that it does. Listen, day by day, situation by situation, we get better. Why are we going to get better? Because we're going to finish doing what we're supposed to do. We're going to finish doing it every single day. Whatever the situation is, we're going to finish it. We're going to deal with it. We're going to handle it. And we're going to have the same, we're going to have that same energy, that same enthusiastic, that same fire, that same fervency, that same everything, so we can finish this thing. Y'all got this. You got this. I know it. You just needed a little pep up. I know you needed a little pat on the back. All right, let's go. Get on up. Let's pat yourself on the back. Let's go. I'll pat you on your helmet. Let's go. Get back into the game. Let's go. Get back into practice. Come on. You got to finish this drill. Come on. Finish this day. Today, every day is a drill. Every day you get the opportunity to practice this drill. Let's go. You're going to win today because you're going to finish strong today, because you're going to finish doing it today. Today is the day that you finish exactly what you started. When you wake up, you started your day, and today you're going to finish your day out strong. Every day, you're going to finish doing it every single day. It's 365 days in a year, 365 days you got to finish. If today is the day that you're starting, fine. Let's go. Correct the bad days. See why you had a bad week. See why you had bad moments. See why you had bad times. Let's go and evaluate them. What could you have done better? How did you allow yourself to have a bad day? How did you have a bad situation? What happened? Look at it. Keep your eyes on it. Stop being focused on the situation and seeing how you, God has called you to be a solution to a problem. Don't be the problem, be the solution. Yes. Ooh, we got too many people want to be a problem, but not a solution. That's what I was. I was a problem. I wasn't a solution. But God turned that thing around. Now I'm a solution to some problems. Let's go. I wake up to solve problems. Why? Because I want to finish. Come on. Let's go, y'all. Hey, today is a good day. Let's win today, all right? Let's win. That's it. We finishing strong today. Listen, at the end of the day, listen, this is what I want y'all to do for me, please. This is what I want y'all to do for me. I want y'all to at the end of the day, I don't care, 5 o'clock, whatever it may be, 5 o'clock. If it comes back to your remembrance, you evaluated your day and you say, I finished strong today and I feel good. Let me know if you finished strong. Let me know how you felt by finishing strong. Let this be a part of your mindset today. Be enthusiastic about this day. Be happy about this day. Have some energy on this day. I mean, when I say have some fervency on this day, that you're going to be the happiest person ever, that you're going to be the one that brings joy to the place, to the workplace, to the home, to anywhere that you are, that you're going to be that one, because you're planning on finishing strong. You're going to finish what you started. You're going to finish this day. You're going to finish this week. And every day from this day forward, you're going to look at each day and see how you finish it, because you're going to be the one to evaluate. Lord, search me, search it and see if there's anything that is in me that is not like you, anything that causes you not to be pleased with me. So you'll start realizing what your day should look like, because he'll say, you can't do this. You can't be like this. You can't say this. You can't have a facial expression about this. You can't do this. Now what it's doing is now you're fine tuning your ability to win in your day. You're fine tuning your ability to win in your day. Do you understand that? But if you never ask God to show you these things, and some of y'all, God has probably already showed you, but you just choose not to do it because you say, oh, it's not that bad. It is that bad to God. It might not be a sin, but it is that bad to God. So I need y'all, I need us to think a little bit deeper and a little bit harder about the situation. Amen. I need you to finish it strong today, okay? I need you to finish strong. Let me know. Declare right now, I'm going to finish strong. I declare I'm finishing strong. And at the end of the day, let me know. I did it. I did it. I finished strong. Amen. Amen. Hey, y'all have a blessed day. Remember, day by day, situation by situation, we got to get better. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.